morning. My guest this morning is Justin Pine, who is the director of the upcoming production of Rent, which is at the Raven Performing Arts Theater starting on... Oh, it's already started.
Yeah, we had a great opening weekend. It's great to be here, Roland.
Great. Well, good to have you. Talk about the show a little bit, Justin. How did you become acquainted with it?
Well, Rent's a show that I grew up on. It was it's a rock musical on Broadway from 1996 to 2008. So it came out when I was in high school. It's actually really close to my heart. So it's kind of a big thing to be directing it right now. And the production really came together. It just got released to be done by smaller theaters. The Rent did, you know, as it closed.
Well, it played forever in New York, right?
Yeah. So in 2008, when it closed, you know, the next year, other smaller theaters started grabbing it up. The Raven Players had this play on our schedule a couple years ago, and then a bunch of other theaters also around the area are putting it up as well. But we really put our stamp on it this time. In casting the show, we really took a unique approach. I actually spent a couple months out recruiting and scouting at gay bars and karaoke and open mics. I got a really great cast and a really diverse cast in terms of color and race. Lots and lots of color in the cast, and just a different approach to the staging and the set as well.
Mostly experienced people, or are you working with some who are just starting out?
That's the interesting thing. Most of them are newcomers to the stage.
Great.
Different types of performers. But they've really forged this family. They hang out 24/7, and there's not really a missing link in this family, in this cast.
Well, that's what a show like this needs, right? It really needs this sense of community, and that you're sort of united in your own world.
Oh, it sure does, and it shows on stage. But yeah, this show has an incredible message about family and community, and through all the adversity and all the things that happen in life. And boy, the characters in this show in New York's East Side in the late 80s and under the shadow of AIDS, there's some real challenges that these characters face. But the message is a positive message about embracing community and trusting your friends and giving to your friends, not shutting them out. And other messages about living in the day, living in the moment, and some really great messages to go along with the great songs.
So as people are listening to this interview on the 24th, you are halfway through the run approximately, and will go on until September 5th. Are you pleased with the way it's going so far?
Yeah.
With audiences too?
Definitely. We've had a great turnout and lots of great energy the first week, but I've loved for as many people as possible to see our production because, like I said, it's really something to see. It really came together. So I guess when they hear the interview, the shows we'll have left is August 27th, 28th, and 29th, and then September 3rd, 4th, and 5th.
Two weekends. That's
yeah.
Great.
Any information you want to get on the show, you can get at ravenplayers.org, ravenplayers.org. Or our own show's website that has some interesting photos and video of our cast. That's rentsoco.com, but that's rent-soco.com.
Tell me a little bit about your background, Justin.
Well, this is actually my first time as a full-fledged director.
Great. Oh, how wonderful. Yeah,
so
congratulations.
Lots of first-timers in this production. But I've been a music director for theater for 10 years or so, an arranger, a piano arranger for Hal Leonard, a publisher of sheet music. Lots of different things to do with music, and I'm leading the band on stage, so I'm right at home.
What do you play?
I play piano.
Yeah. Oh, that's wonderful. Nice to see all of you virtually, I guess, in the cast, kind of starting out together here.
Yeah.
It must make the sense of community even more poignant.
Man. Yeah, you aren't kidding. Yeah, it's been a lot of fun, too, and just the way it came together at the end is exactly like you say, just this a mix of surprise and just greatness.
Let's tell people, though, that Rent, I'm sure lots of people in this area have been waiting to see a production of Rent, is on at the Raven Players and will continue on weekends through September 5th. Again, for information, 433-6335 or ravenplayers.org. Thanks for listening. I'm Roland Giacopetti on KRCB for Sonoma Spotlight. Have a great day.